You see this smile, Ducey?
I do.
It's forced. I'm so disappointed, and I will tell you why coming up in about 15 minutes.
You haven't even heard the diary yet.
Kind of a tough one, pal.
Yeah. I can't hide my disappointment about something I'm just about to hear. No, very, very disappointed. Forced smile. I'll let you know in American Information coming up at 11:10, and then we'll end the week with a weekend around at 11:30. But we can't have Ducey in studio without Ducey's diary. He takes notes all the time. Even while he's speaking, he's jotting things down. So I'm thinking this is just everything put together in a nice, succinct report.
Well, succinct might be overselling it. But Donovan, thank you very much. I do keep what I kind of informally call Mike Ducey Sports Journal. It's a deal where I'll take, as you say, notes before a particular event, maybe a prediction here or there. And then sometimes I'll add in a personal reflection.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes it's a little more optimistic than others, but let's just see how it goes. Typically, it spans the time frame from the last time I filled in on the ticket up to present day. So, Trey, if you could come up with something to a little music bed for us here, as we call it in business, that'd be great. Here we go. So this begins May 14th, 10 a.m., I'm sweating, shivering, laying on the floor of the back seat of my 1992 Saturn. I've just completed a 4.5-hour white knuckle ride with the Morning Musers team of George Dunham and Gordon Keith in a place they call the Bunker. For me, it was a bunker of hell.
Oh.
I was filling in for Junior Craig Miller on this highly rated AM, FM, and audio stream presentation. Let's just say it, quote, didn't go well. My thoughts were not exactly flowing eloquently from my lips. I overheard Gordon saying to George as I was leaving, quote, just when you thought this guy couldn't get any more boring or generic, he somehow pulls it off. Oh, well, tomorrow's another day. I like to add end on a high note.
I see. Yeah.
All right. May 22nd. It's the Mavs playoff opener against the Clippers of Los Angeles. Call me crazy, but I could see this thing going like this. The Mavs shocking the world by picking up victories in the first two games at Los Angeles, then dropping two at home, then winning one in Los Angeles when losing a potential closeout game before being whipped in Game 7. Call me crazy, but I think a 46-point Luka Doncic effort in the decider just won't be enough. And coming out of this series, we'll have more questions than ever about a certain big man we used to call the Unicorn. Again, just a hunch.
Oh, man.
May 27th. It's time for round one of the Charles Schwab Challenge. It's held at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth. The headline coming in, Lefty is here, fresh off his history-making win at the PGA Championship. Just a feeling here, but I see Lefty missing the cut, making bogey on two of his final three holes on Friday and heading back home for the weekend. Still, we'll have a fun storyline with local favorite Jordan Spieth contending for a win, leading entering the final round, but struggling on Sunday, and Jason Kokrak rallying for the win. Again, just my feeling.
Boy, your feelings are something, man.
Just a hunch.
June 4th, feeling kind of down today.
Oh.
I don't get into the studio much these days, but I go in on most Sundays. On this particular Sunday, I did not have my, as they say, A game. Hair was flat, having trouble reading the prompter, didn't know what to do with my hands, looked even more bloated than usual. Anywho, I felt as though I had managed to overcome all of these things and put on a pretty good little show. So imagine my disappointment when I got an email later. It came from my coworker and longtime friend and longtime idol of Donovan Lewis. I'm speaking, of course, of Clarice Tinsley. Mm. Clarice asked me simply, was I okay? It looked as though there was, quote, something wrong with me. Hey, nice to know that people care, right? Again, always trying to find the good in every situation.
I love it.
June 16th, is it bad when I have to explain the entries?
No,
June
16th. Of course not. No.
Always spinning positive.
Up early today with a strange feeling that things could really be changing in the Mavericks organization. I know this sounds crazy, but I see it happening this way. First, longtime GM Donnie Nelson forced out in what the club will call a mutual parting of the ways. Then head coach Rick Carlisle resigning after 13 years. We'll miss his wacky personality, won't we? Then, and hold on tight here, man. It gets wild now, brother. I think they bring Jason Kidd back into the organization, this time as head coach, but only after Sint Marshall gives her okay in spite of Kidd's checkered past, wink wink. And replacing Donnie will be somebody named Nico Harrison, because, you know, Nike and stuff. Again, just these feelings I have. Let's see how it plays out, man. I like to keep it informal. If I can.
Yeah, I know, and man, I'm telling you need to bottle those feelings.
June 24th, 2 a.m., feeling confused.
Uh-oh.
I had heard that local radio legend Donovan Lewis might be getting a little too deep into the sports wagering game. I get a call on my cell phone from a number that says it's Donnie. On the other end of the line, a shaky, jittery voice that sounds something like my friend Donnie Dew. He says, "Hey, Deucey, have you ever gambled on cornhole?" I say, "That's a loaded question if ever I've heard one." Donnie says, quote, "I'm not saying I'm going to do this, man, but if you were going to gamble on the televised cornhole competitions, which team would you go with?" He then mentioned two teams I'd never heard of. I then heard a high-pitched voice in the background saying, "You've been hanging around those white people too damn long!" After that, click, "Hey, Donnie, your secret is safe with me."
Obviously not. Lock that diary, man.
July 1st, feeling kind of down today.
Oh, dear.
"Hey, I thought I'd check in with my dad and give him a call." Rang him up, said, "Hey, Dad." He said, "Hey, Mark, how are things down there in Austin?" I said, "It's Mike." He said, "Whatever." I said, "Dallas." He said, "Who cares?" Anywho, we were off to a good start. Our conversation continued. "Hey, Dad, anything I can do for you?" "Here's something you can do," he said. "You can maybe get a broadcasting job on, you know, a network, a nationwide type thing, like maybe Fox News Channel, where your first cousin Steve has anchored the number one cable morning show now for decades. You know, the guy two former presidents know and love." I said, "Hey, Dad, how about the current president?" Dad said, "Who cares?" Dad was rolling now. He continued and said, "How about Steve's son, Peter, who's now the White House correspondent for the nation's top cable news channel?" In summary, Dad concluded, "You have two cousins who are nationally known news personalities, and you," speaking now of me, "and you can barely get on the air at the local Fox station in whatever town you live in." Dad, though, as he always does, rallied, saying he loves me, quote, "in spite of everything."
That's a great dad.
July 4th. "Hey, it's Independence Day, a day to celebrate the freedom of Americans. For me, it's a chance to give back. I'm master of ceremonies at a big celebration in the city of Frisco. Among the musical acts, Mike Reiner and Petty Theft. The large crowd in attendance seemed really excited to hear Mike's band. But when I was introduced, there was hardly any recognition at all. It's like they didn't care. Someday they'll care. Someday they'll all care." And finally, July 6th, I'm back in the studios of Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. It's time to team up with Donovan Lewis for the D&D invasion as we fill in for Texas Radio Hall of Famer Norm Hitchkiss, who is now on vacation in some nation that I wouldn't normally think of as a vacation spot. Anywho, I'm not quite sure how this week is going to go. Donovan and I have been on the air all of 45 minutes, and he has already exposed himself, meaning his top half anyway, by pulling his shirt up to reveal what he claims are gray chest hairs. What a wild week it will be with my homeboy, Donnie Dew.
Oh, dear.
Oh, happy day. That's the diary. That's the journal.
Yeah.
All right.
It's exhausting.
Very nice.
Just exhausting.
You want to see those chest hairs again?
Oh,
I
have a choice.
Week off? Yeah, you have a choice. You always have a choice.
We have no HR department. You have no choice. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I don't want to show
Next time we're together, it's waxing live.
You? Oh, that's great.
Right.
That's it. We've got it recorded. committed. Mike is going
to
get waxed.
I think you have a feeling that you're going to get waxed the next time that we're on the air together.
Maybe, yeah, really.
Yeah, with your new gambling habits, morning, you might want to check with Ducey before you start placing some of those wagers. He seems to be right on a lot of that stuff.
Have I ever gambled on cornhole? That was the question.
Ducey,
I just wondered if, you know, I'm not saying I would do this, but, you know,
hey, and
I don't really know what it is, but it looked like they're competing in something. And
if the NBA season ends in four games, I may put some money down on it. You best believe it. All right. Oh, the smile that I had from the diary is quickly fading for one reason and one reason only. We'll explain that next.